Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Hey, Stephanie, it's Felix. So, I have three questions. Number one,
sure.
What is my ad budget? Number two, do you guys have my current payment information? And number three, can I increase my ad budget today?
All right. Well, I sure can address all of this questions for you. Now, let me just get your account pulled up, Felix, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. How are you doing today, by the way?
Doing amazing. Just trying to get more business, more phone calls, ready to increase that budget if possible.
Mm-hmm. All right, for sure. Not a problem. Let me just really quick here, okay? All right, so I now have your account pulled up, Felix, and let's see here. So looking here, current Google verified budget is $574.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how many leads for that?
Well, technically, let me just confirm here. Technically, average cost per lead is $44, so that is probably about 13 leads per month.
Okay, that's about what I thought it was. Okay, and can we increase that budget?
Yes, definitely, definitely. We sure can. And if I may ask, how much would you like to increase the budget to?
Could we start doing like maybe 500 a week, maybe 2,000, 2,500 a month?
So 2,000 per month, right? So we're going to be increasing it to... So we're going to be adding 1,426 to the budget per month.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And before we do that, Felix, by the way, in regards to your second question, if we have the right card on file, I would also like to verify that as the previous billing declined or did not go through, and that was for $559.68. So the card that we have on file ends in 7794. Do we have the right card, or does this need to be updated?
That is the right card. So my next question is, did we take care of that payment, or is that still outstanding?
It's still outstanding, and to have that processed as well as to proceed with adding more to the budget to your Google Verified campaign, I'm going to get you connected over to the person that is assigned to have that processed for your account, okay?
Okay, so you're going to transfer me to the person who's going to help me, number one, get us up to date with the payment, and number two,
right,
to increase the budget, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Then, yeah, those are the two things I want to do. So, yeah, I'm ready to do that.
All right, wonderful. Thank you. Please do allow me a moment here, Felix.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for waiting on the line, Felix. So I am supposed to get you connected over to Tina at the same time. She's not available at the moment, but she did confirm she will be calling you back. So just to confirm, is this the best callback number? That is 951-581-4215.
Do we know what from which number? Because my number likes to block a lot of numbers or like mute them. Do we know which number she's going to be calling from or no?
Let me just check on that, okay?
Otherwise, I'll probably give her a different number.
All right, let me just check really quick. All right, I am still checking, by the way, Felix. Please bear with me for a bit more, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you so much. All right, I apologize. I don't want to keep you waiting. If you can also maybe provide me with the other number instead, and then just in case she won't be able to reach you on this number, I could just have her call you on the other number. Would that be okay?
How about we give her just one number, not to confuse her, because the other number is going to work. It's just that it's either going to be me or one of my assistants that answer. Mm-hmm. If my assistant answers, then they can then reach out to me and I can call right back, but they can't transfer to me.
Got it.
Because if you give her my personal number, the one I could just call from,
mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, it's not going to go through. It's going to be a spam. And I'm probably not going to see it. So, let's just give her my business office number.
Sure, yeah. So if you can provide that, I'm ready for
okay,
it.
Okay, so it's 8445.
Mm-hmm.
564.
Uh-huh.
7447.
All right, so to confirm, that is 844-556-47447.
No. I'll start from the beginning. It's 844-564-7447. 7447.
All right. Let me read it back just to confirm. That's 844-564-7447.
Correct.
Awesome. And to confirm, this is your business line. In case she gets your assistant, you will be calling her right back, correct?
That's absolutely correct. If she calls and my assistant picks up, my assistant will immediately notify me. Mm-hmm. And within 60 seconds, I will call her right back because I urgently want to get us up to date and raise this mm-hmm. budget.
Right, right. I'll definitely let Tina know to call you as soon as she can. And rest assured, she will definitely further assist you with regards to getting your account back up to date, as well as increasing your Google Verified budget. She will definitely
awesome.
Cover all of that. All right. Will there probably be anything else that I can assist you with?
What time do you think Tina would come back? I would like to be proactive as possible. Like if you tell me mm-hmm. she'd probably be back in an hour, I'll probably call back in about an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, she should be able to give you a call back within probably 1 hour and a half.
Okay.
But I'll definitely,
yeah.
I apologize to cut you off, but I'll definitely let her know that you would want to increase your ad budget urgently so that she will be able to give you a call right back.
Okay. And then I'm not sure you can answer this question, but if I increase the budget to 2,000, is there a good, like, for example, I know that if I increase the budget, but there's not enough leads in the market, I might not be able to spend the 2,000. Is, you think if I raise the budget to 2,000, I will be using the $2,000 budget in the month or no? Or is that a question for her?
Well, actually, it really depends. I mean, technically with the ads or with the billing that I'm actually seeing right now, it has been, or your budget has been almost used up, which means that your ad visibility is actually working great. And yes, it could be a possibility that your $2,000 monthly budget will be spent in a month. Although rest assured, if it's not going to be, or if it's not going to take that much, then you will only be charged for those that you are receiving.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, my worry is I increased the budget to
$2,000,
mm-hmm. but there's not $2,000 worth of leads to buy that month because it might be a slow market or my market is not big enough. So, so if that's the case, then I'll have to like buy ads somewhere else, you know, because I have, you know, a certain amount of trucks and workers that I want to keep happy.
Right.
So I'm not sure if you're able to tell me with confidence. Yeah, no, if you, there's plenty of leads, there's plenty of demand for movers that we're confident you'll spend all 2,000 or close to it every month consistently in the near future, or there isn't, you know, but maybe that's a question for her. I'm not too sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, with regards to moving services, yes, there is definitely a lot, or a lot of such services being needed by people nowadays. And with the current ad visibility that you're having, I would definitely say that you would be able to get that much of leads within the month, most especially that we're going to be able to make some changes on our end to make sure that you're going to be getting that amount of leads depending on the budget that is set for your Google Verified campaign. And by the way, Felix, already have Tina available, and I can get you connected over to him now.
Awesome. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Let me go ahead and get you connected now. Please allow me a moment.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Felix?
Yeah, this is Felix.
Hey, Felix. My name's Tina. I'm in